Lexington city leaders continue to wrestle with the implementation of regulations for the anticipated onset of electric scooters. Proponents say putting a licensing framework in place will help to reduce problems seen in some larger cities. Several amendments to the draft Shared Mobility Vehicles Ordinance gained council approval. One requires e-scooter companies to retrieve inoperable two-wheelers in public right-of-ways within 2 hours. City pedestrian and cycling coordinator Scott Thompson expects firms to respond to complaints.
They hire out people to rebalance and retrieve the vehicles, and they want to get those back, and they do not want to sour the community on those. And that's part of the reason we're making certain requirements to try to make that happen.
Still, council member Kathy Plowman is not convinced e-scooters would be a good addition to Lexington.
My bottom line is I don't think it's a good thing for our community. And even though it sounds like folks want to have a framework and that being an ordinance, I don't think why we go through all that when the end discussion is we're not going to want it, or at least some of us are not going to.
Council also acted to exempt the vehicle startup cap for companies providing traditional bikes and pedal-assisted bikes. That, along with doing away with the 25-cent per trip fee on these vehicles, is aimed at encouraging the inclusion of pedal bikes along with scooters. Thompson told council action is needed soon to ensure a structure is in place when college students come back in August. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.